and data of machine white box.
That there's also to cook meat and milk together, you must have an offer from it. If you bought it by mistake, actually that was an interesting point, if you bought it by mistake, to be careful, maybe you can't kick it back to the shop. That could be called having an off. Then we said there's an issue of Maris Ayin. So one of the things of Maris Ayin is that Chazal made, the thing is that a person, if he has almond milk at a meaty meal, so because at the times of Chazal it wasn't so novel, it wasn't so common, so the halacha was that you had to put the packet of almonds on the table, so people can see that it was almond milk and no problem of basar cholov. That's what we said. So well, this applies nowadays. So we were speaking about, well, I wasn't around when ice cream came out, but apparently it used to be that all ice cream was milky. Then they got clever and they made parva ice cream. So it was the same problem, actually. That you serve a meaty meal, and at the meaty meal you serve ice cream. I must say, it's better, that case, there, the parva ice cream, because you're not having it with the meat. Normally most people have the ice cream at the end of the meal. You're not eating it much with meat. The drink case of the almonds, which the Shulchan Aruch was talking about, is where you were having it together. That's much worse. Okay, the mice of a similar shower would be, let's say, for example, what's called margarine. Can you put margarine on your bread with a piece of cold cuts? But they're eating margarine together. So again, nowadays this is not a problem because people know margarine is quite snuffled. So people know that you can have part of a thing, therefore there's no problem. So this is the same thing would apply to this almond milk nowadays, and oat milk, and all these milks that people have. So much as someone told me he has a coffee, he doesn't have any more milk. He always uses almond milk. Every time he has a coffee, it's always with almond milk. So for such a person like that, the question is, let's say he's having a fleischige meal.
Yeah, that's for him, but other people have to know.
Right, so other people have to know. So I'm saying it's quite common now. It's not uncommon. It's not unheard of. So I think, I mean, I don't know what it looks like, this almond milk. I think it's mummy's the same. Is it mummy's the same colour? He told me it's very similar. He said it's similar, no? Could you tell the difference between that and milk?
It's not that white.
Okay, yes or no? Yes or no?
It's more creamy.
Okay, what?
Soy
milk. Soy milk, okay, that's also you have to know. Ah, you have to know, yeah, long life milk. What's actually a good example? What's this long life milk?
No, long life milk is real.
It's proper milk?
Yeah.
That's proper milk, right, right. Okay, so you have to know. I think now it's very common. I think most of these are very common. So, l'chayra, nowadays you would not need to have this sip. That's l'chayra what we came out with. And then, part of the ice cream, that was it. Right, so let's talk about now. It's not a new topic, really. It's not a new topic, it's also a possible cholov. But the shaila is about the waiting time between meat and milk. Between, that means a person had a meaty meal, and he now wants to have some cheese or milk. We call it dairy. Actually, very interesting. So the Gemara says, the one in Dakuf Hay, let's see if he puts it here. let me see if I can find it, sorry. Eating meat after... I think I find it here, Moshe. Thank you. I think it should be here. Oh, it's morning. Chulin Daf Kuf Hei. The Gemara says, Omer Rechista, Ochal Bosa, Oso Lechol Gemina. Someone has meat, he's not allowed to have cheese. Then give it time for the timing, yeah? On that, the Gemara says, Omer Akva. So interesting, the Gemara says, Ma'okva said, Ano, Laho Milsa, Chalaba Chamra Gabe Abo. I'm like vinegar compared to my father. The Ilu Abba, my father, ki have ochl bisra boishi, when he used to eat meat, he would not eat meat for the next 24 hours. He would not have milk, gvina, for the next 24 hours. That means if he ate meat at 9 o'clock in the morning, the next time he would have a milky food would be 9 o'clock the next day. Wow. Unbelievable thing. Very long time. Hashtag. Ilo anno, but I, says Ma'okva, Bahosu dosu, and I won't have it in that Suda. But the Sudas Achrina Achilna, for the next Suda I will have. That is what Ma'okva said. So the Shaila is first of all, the interesting Shaila is, I don't know if anyone's machmin nowadays to wait 24 hours before you meet a milk. Not as far as I know. I don't know anyone who does that. Leviathan from the Gemara, his father used to do this, it looks like. That was his minig was to do that. How the son could do differently, it's also a big shayla actually, because normally you keep the minhag with your father. Okay, that's another point. But he changed from his minig with his father. It must have been, it was a big chumrah. The father, it's on himself, it's a big chumrah. It wasn't the ikadin. But Ma'uk was said that the halacha is, you have to go misun to sun. There's a huge machlokes to show him what exactly this means. What does it mean that it goes misun to suda? So some Rishonim learn that it's the normal time period you have between one meal and another. In the olden days, the normal time period you had was you had a midday meal, and the next one was 6 hours later. That was the normal run of the mill. So according to that, it's a 6 hour break. What? Breakfast. I'm not sure what breakfast is. You might have pas shachris, but it looks like the main meal was lunch. It looks like they say it was midday to supper. Yeah, it's very interesting. How it says midday to supper. You're right. You had to pas shachris. No, probably not. Yeah.
Oh, no. You used to have two meals in those days, in the morning and in the evening. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it could be a 12-hour gap. You bet, it's interesting. I was at Bristol not so long ago. It was nice. They gave out meat in the morning. I was sitting next to someone else. They said, eat can't meat in the morning just does not go with them. He said, that's our question. You can't manage that. So he's kicking off it. He's not taking that. But it looks like they take on from midday till, what do you call it, till supper. 6 hour gap. So according to that, it's quite simple. And it's quite a lot that we've shown him. Rambam, Rash, Bola, Rosh. They all hold this is the period of time you need. A 6 hour period of time, which is a normal time for a meal that you have. That is the amount of time that you have to wait before you can have your dairy products. That's number one. Others hold, interestingly, another shitter, which is also for quite a few of the Shoyim, is that the ikkah is not to eat in the same meal. You don't have meat and milk in one meal. That means once the meal is finished, then you may eat dairy. But they also add that you have to terminate the meal with a proper hesek das, like a birchas hamazon or brocha achrona. So they hold that the ikkah is, it's not in one sudah. That's the criteria. It's not in time. It's just that it must not be in one meal. That's the vow. So as soon as you finish your meal, a person makes a brocha achrona, he's ended his first meal, he could straight away have his cheese. The Ramah brings this minhag, but the Ramah adds that even according to this opinion, one should wait an hour in between. That is what one should do.
When you say not in the same meal, nowadays, let's say you wait 3 hours, yeah? I've had a nice meat to me, and schlepped it in the afters for over 3 hours, not benched yet. Should have any milk?
Coming to this, yeah, that's a good point. We're saying, yeah, Bechrei, that's what comes, that's a serious problem, actually. Yeah, so it's very, very much mashmah like this, that you have to, whatever shitter you hold, the meal has to be broken. It has to be a broken. I hope it comes out. I hope it's not. It's my mission's point. So, yeah, whatever it is, according to whatever shitty you hold, you have to make a bracha. So it's not very common, this. I mean, I don't know. It can happen. But normally, most people are not having a meal for 6 hours. So when they say the person waits 3 hours, he's asking the person waits 3 hours, for example, is that a chasna? So yeah, the first course was meat. He had plenty of meat. Then he decides to schmooze and everything. He carries on the chasna. 3 hours later, he wants to have a piece of cream cheese. Or whatever. Doesn't go very well, but that's what he wants to do. Is that a problem? Yeah, so the chayre pashtus is you need to make a break in the meal. That is the pashtus from Rishayim. Sorry? Not a break, a broch achroina. You have to.
A wash. It's
yeah.
A
what do you mean?
You're waiting now.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, it's not enough in one meal. There has to be a break in the meal. Whatever shitter you hold, it cannot be in the same meal. I'm saying, it's
an hour later.
You can wait 3 hours later. If you have not benched or terminated the meal.
When I finish my meal, I finish my meat.
Come into that as well.
Ah,
no, there's two things. He's talking about. Okay, this is kind of what Sid was asking.
He's talking about the milk in the meal.
Yeah.
The meal 3 hours later.
I'm talking about.
You can have someone. I'm just thinking that it's not so uncommon. I simply not a few weeks ago, not so long ago. Someone came here from America for the Simcha. So he said to me, he wants to know, he travelled from America to the Simcha, he's going back 2 hours later. He wants to know, can the brochi he made in America on his Coca-Cola carry on for the whole day? The Meister, it can. But he had a bit of a problem, this guy, because he came for a meal. And he sat down to me, and he sat down for an hour, had a whole meal. That's a big sign now. He timed this to me, that I'm still a traveller. So even when I go out of this house, I'm still travelling. But I'm not, I wasn't too sure about it. If he wouldn't have been, let's say he came over from America to here to pick up a letter, and he's going straight back, he can make the broth and moisture, shahakman here in the world, a cup of coke in America, he travels all the way here, and that broth hasn't been cancelled. And he goes all the way back to America, and the broth still lasts. Okay, you have a problem with Brock Achroina, what to do and everything, how my part shit, but I'm just saying technically it'll work. So here you can have a person who's travelling, let's say he's going up a mountain. So he starts off in the morning with a nice, has a piece of bread with cold cuts on it, and he's using his meal the whole day. So he goes up the mountain, eats and gnashes the whole time. 6 hours later, he wants a bar of chocolate. Now he hasn't benched from his meaty meal.
Why?
Why? He didn't bench, he was busy going up the mountain, he didn't have time to bench. That's the problem. He may not eat that bar of chocolate. Because since he's not terminated his meal, he is not allowed to eat in that meal, a milky meal. Right. So the other shit is that something to do with the meal time is to do with not in the same meal. That means once you finish this meal, you benched. Strictly speaking, straight afterwards, I can have a cheese sandwich after my meaty meal. The Ramah says that the minute one should wait an hour in between, and ideally one should wash one's mouth out. That means washing one's mouth out is having something to drink and eating a solid, let's say a piece of cake or something, so you get rid of all the shiraim in there. And then the Ramah says that is okay, according to him. The Ramah just adds, let's see if I can get his loshen here. The loshen is, that's what make our din. Ramah says, Hamadat him be mitzvahs, wait 6 hours. Ramah himself adds that the minig is to wait 6 hours. The most of the apostles take on nowadays that this is the general minig. The general minig is this minig of waiting 6 hours. If someone's got a minig not like that, and his family don't keep that, that's a different story. But if someone hasn't, generally speaking, the general minig, is 6 hours. That's the general minig. Now, how long is it 6 hours? So this is also a big shiner. The Rambam's notion is that a person should wait kashesh shois. So from the Rambam, kashesh shois, about 6 hours, is the Rambam means, either it means into the beginning of the fifth hour, some say five and a half, and others say, the Rosh Hashanah, as far as I remember, is 6 hours. 6 hours proper. So the Ma'ase, that's where these Midhorim come from. 3 hours is very interesting where it comes from. It's very hard to know where the actual Makor is. There is brought down 4 hours. 4 hours seems to be, if you work in the winter time, the Shor of Suda was different. And it could be there, they had a meal within 4 hours. How you get three, I'm not saying it doesn't exist. There's a Rabbi Yeruchim which mentions 3 hours. There is such a shitter which mentions 3 hours. But the Mice, the Post were not happy with them. I'd say they're not really happy with this thing. Someone's got a minig, it's one thing. But for someone to chop and change, that's not posh at all. If someone wants to change, for example, he said, look, the 6 hour one is too much for me. I want to go to three. The Mice are not happy with that at all. It's not brought a Shulchan off this thing. It's maybe one Rishon who says this. And the Mice is not consensus opinion. So it's hard to justify someone who wants to start such a meeting. Say, once someone's got a meeting, that was his family meeting. It's a different story. There was such a meeting like this. So to tell him he has to stop, I want us to know. Even though some Gadolim say you should change. Some Gadolim say someone's got a 3 hour minik, he should change it. There's no source for it really, pi halacha, and therefore one should change. But I'm not telling you to do that, I'm just telling you that's what I'm saying. So that's where you get all these different shitters from. Now, what Simcha asked before, to also raise the question actually, is when does the 6 hour, let's say we were the 6 hours, when does the 6 hours start from? So the Moshe, let's say someone goes to Bar Mitzvah Suda, and the Mice say, he goes, he has 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he starts eating. The Mice, the first course is steak and chips. I'm not recommending this, but that's what they give. They give steak and chips for the first course, which, yeah? So he finishes his steak at 2:30. Then they have all different sorts of things. The Mice, by the time they bench, is 5:30. So now, when does the 6 hour clock start?
No more meat after 2:30.
No one will be after 2:30. He has meat, steak and chips at 2:30. And then the Mice is schmoozing, he's having all these desserts, all different sorts of desserts. And, by the time he benches 5:30, whatever it is, there's a big gap from the time he finished his meat to the actual benches. So 2:30 he finishes meat, and 5:30 he actually benches. So most poskim say that your clock starts ticking from 2:30. That means 2:30 until 2:30. What?
Even though he didn't wash his mouth.
Yeah, so that's also many people say that if you're waiting 6 hours, then you don't have to wash your mouth out. And it's only if you're having an hour thing, then that's when there's need to wash your mouth out. But if you're having a 6 hour gap, then all the food in your mouth is anything which is there is popcorn, it's nothing the nicer, then you do not have to wash your mouth out or eat a piece of cake. So again, according to many achroim, and most achroim hold that if you finish your meat at 2:30 with your chips, and you bench at 5:30, you only start ticking. You start ticking from 2:30. The Aruch HaShulchan and others are machmir from the meal actually. Interested, Aruch HaShulchan is normally very mekel. The Aruch HaShulchan says it didn't the Suda, that when your Suda finishes, that's when your clock starts ticking. According to that, you've got a long wait for your, what do you call it, for your thing. Who are din? Most possible to go like this, we start the clock when you finish your meat, 2:30. Now, the next question is, so 2:30 he's finished eating his meat, steak and chips, and the Meister, at 6:30 he's hungry again, he wants to have a milky meal. He started with fish and salmon. He's having his cheese blintz at 8:30.
After 6 hours.
He started his meal much before. But he's having his main dish of milk, whatever it is, or he's having a milky food at 8:30. That possibly is also okay. It's the ikka is the time between the meat and the milk, that as long as you've got a 6 hour gap between the meat and the milk, that is okay. So you can start your milky meal beforehand, it means you know you're going to have milky in the meal. But you're actually not going to be sampling the milky dish till 6 hours from then, that is okay. Alright, that's all works out with the shitter, that is all toilet on time. So again, once again, the thing about Birkas HaMazon, one has to make a hefsek with Birkas HaMazon. Now the thing is that sometimes you can't do Birkas HaMazon. Let's say, for example, someone in the morning is hiking. He's going on a hike. So at 9:30 in the morning, he has a cold cut. One piece of cold cut. So I don't eat these foods like this. I'm just giving you examples. Yeah, don't. It's a funny eating habits these people. But at 8:30 in the morning, he has a cold cut. A cold cut is a piece of salami. Do you make a broch achroina? One cold cut, probably not. So he's had his cold cut at 8:30 in the morning, and 6 hours later, 2:30, he wants to have a piece of chocolate. He's not made a bracha achroina. What happens now? Very good, yeah. So now the halacha is very good, yeah. Halacha is if you can't make a bracha achroina.
That shahak can last him for the chocolate also?
If he's hiking, if he's going on a journey, the bracha's not lost. So he's travelling, he's driving the broch and last all day. So he's quite right, the apostles say that there's no chia broch achroina. Since there's no chia broch achroina, there's nothing you can do. The Maaseh, it's like, there's a broch achroina you made, there's nothing to do, and therefore there's no problem with chocolate. Who had in, if a person had 10 pieces of cold cuts at 8:30 in the morning, was very hungry, so he had 10 pieces of cold cut in the morning, the Maaseh forgot to make his broch achroina. And now it's 2:30, and he wants to have a piece of chocolate. What happens now?
Same again.
He can't make a bracha achroina. He's past the she'ekel. He's past the time of digestion. So he can't make a bracha achroina.
Oh, the bracha achroina is still there.
The bracha achroina is still there. He's not lost it. He's not made a bracha achroina. So he's not lost his bracha achroina. He was naughty because he should have made a bracha achroina. He's waiting. But the mice now that he can't make it, you are okay still to carry on eating your piece of chocolate, even though you've made no hefsek in between. But otherwise than that, you've got a problem. Other than that, if you're having a meaty meal and you're having meat and the mice you want to have shahaka dairy afterwards, you have to be mafsek with a bracha achroina. Let's just start one next thing. And that is, there are exceptions to this rule. There are certain people who are not governed by these rules over here at all. And you must remember that the whole idea of 6 hours is a minig. It comes from a minig. It's not much a clear-cut halacha. So, for example, an ill person who, for example, trying to explain what's called ill, we'll have to discuss a bit more tomorrow, but just someone who's ill, not sure someone's in hospital, for example, he's had a meaty meal, a nice harmonious meal, and a little bit afterwards he feels he needs to have a cup of coffee or tea. But he can't drink coffee or tea black. He needs to have milk. So many poskim are makel in such a case, certainly if an hour has passed, that a person can be makel for a choyle to be able to have.
You should wait an hour.
You should wait an hour and then do that. We'll discuss a bit more tomorrow. All right.
If someone has a meal.
Someone has?
And he has a meal.